You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. A second case of New World screwworm has been detected in Texas. TPR's Jerry Clayton has more.
The second case, confirmed by the USDA, was discovered about 5.5 miles from where the first case near La Pryor was found. The infection was discovered in a one-month-old calf. On Friday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he's expanding a statewide disaster declaration. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller last week criticized the USDA for what he called a slow, bureaucratic, and incomplete response that allowed the pest to advance unchecked through Mexico and reach American soil. Officials say the U.S. food supply remains safe for now, but they are urging ranchers and veterinarians to report suspected cases. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Bexar County commissioners will soon discuss a state grant available to help place flood sirens in some flood-prone areas. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick has more on Tuesday's courthouse meeting.
The Texas legislature set aside $50 million for such sirens to be placed across the state in the wake of the deadly Kerr County Guadalupe River flooding that claimed more than 100 lives last July. The commissioners will consider up to $1 million in grants from the Texas Water Development Board for sirens here as part of the next-gen flood warning system, which commissioners committed $21 million to last year. San Antonio had deadly flooding last June on the northeast side near Loop 410 and Bidal Creek that claimed 13 lives. The San Antonio River Authority is charged with implementing the next-gen flood warning system on behalf of the county. Authority officials briefed commissioners in March about their progress. During that briefing, it said the sirens would be placed in locations where people would be outdoors overnight. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
Turning Point USA, the conservative youth organization founded by the late Charlie Kirk, held its Women's Leadership Summit in San Antonio over the weekend. The event drew a protest Saturday involving more than 100 people, including students and members of local and national advocacy groups. DPR's Corey Cook reports.
Outside the conference, demonstrators gather with signs and bullhorns to voice opposition to Turning Point USA and its message. Luthiam Hashimpour, a San Antonio student, attended the conference on opening day before joining Saturday's protest.
There was a button that they had that says truth over skin color. It shows basically white over black. And it's like, that's so blatantly racist. And they're so open about it in that event.
University of South Alabama student Catherine, who declined to give her last name, serves on the board of a Turning Point chapter at her school and said the organization has provided opportunities she values.
I would say I support Turning Point. I think it's given me a lot of opportunities at school and everything. You know, they paid for me to be here. I'm very grateful for them. I know a lot of people disagree with what Turning Point does.
Security was heightened after a San Antonio man was arrested last month and accused of threatening Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk and the summit itself. By mid-afternoon, protesters had crowded the area outside River Center Mall, disrupting traffic on Commerce Street. Police intervened in at least one confrontation during the protest. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs are in New York City tonight to stay afloat in the NBA Finals amid an 0-2 start to the series. Spurs guard Stephon Castle says they're up to the challenge.
This type of predicament is going to be tough, but I don't think it's anything we can handle.
Victor Wembanyama said he'll use the disappointment of Friday's close loss as motivation.
We needed to win that game. This game was ours. But at this point, it's done. It's, yes, am I going to regret it? Yes, of course. Am I going to use that to fuel me and to fuel us next game? Absolutely.
No team has ever come back to win a championship series after losing the first two games on its home court. Game 3 tip-off is tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central on ABC. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.